Shalom Uvracha. We are all still going through a trying and painful situation. The Midas Adin that we have been exposed to over a thousand of our brothers and sisters that were ruthlessly murdered, many others in captivity, unimaginable pain. The families of all these are suffering the loss and the concern, and we are also part of that. We're all family. And everybody, wherever they are, there's a level of fear and concern. How we protect ourselves? Are we secure? We mentioned previously that we believe and we know that everything is from the hand of Hashem. Nothing is out of control. It's under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about this situation because Hashem feels this is necessary for Klal Yisrael to continue to exist and to bring Klal Yisrael to a higher level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Medrash says that how is it that by all the goyim they rise, become powerful, and they get totally destroyed. And Klal Yisrael always remain, and we're talking about thousands of years later, we're still here, amazingly, throughout the Golos. As he mentioned, Hashem is with us, every place we are, the Midah of Noira that prevents the Goyim from totally destroying us is always there. Sometimes we have full protection, and sometimes, like now, we're going through this trying times, not full protection. Klal Yisrael remains. The Medrash says, when the Goyim get tzaras, yisurin, painful situations, they just rebel, kick, and do not associate it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael gets yisurin, they are nichnoim. We realize that it's not something to take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Adarabba, we subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something we have to recognize, that we're in a situation now of not just we're waiting till we get past it. We have to take advantage of every second of it. If we take advantage of it properly, we will grow from it. And we will also cause it to end quicker. And not only to end quicker, but the final result will be a greater Yeshua than we could imagine. We happen to be living in Eretz Yisrael. And we know the Gemara says, the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba, Nikne, B'Yisuim. Why does Hashem want to torture us to get these wonderful things? What life is all about, connection to Torah. That's the most direct connection we can have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz Yisrael, our holy land, with the extra closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have over here. Olam Haba is the tachlis, the goal of everything. Niknes b'Yisurim. But like we're saying, part of the idea of Yisurim is to focus us. When a situation of Yisurim comes up, very often, if a person pays attention to what's happening, it puts things in proper perspective. He realizes that many of his physical drives, aspirations, are not so important. He doesn't have to have all those things he's dreaming of having, whether it be with wealth or possessions or COVID. Those are not so important, not important at all. What's important is to live a pleasant, happy life, and take advantage of life for what it has to offer. And by us, as Jewish people, it gives us an opportunity to focus on our true greatness. The life is not just about a few years in this world and then we die and get buried in the ground. But every second of our life is another opportunity to bring ourselves to Olam Haba, take advantage of that special neshama that Kodesh Baruch gave us, and be His exalted nation. So it's an important thing for us to think in the times of Yisurim, which we're going through, Midas Adin, everybody on his level, to realize this is a time of avodas Hashem. It's not a time to run away from it. But focus is an opportunity. Opportunity that we hope will soon be over, but we have to hop around and take advantage of the opportunity while we can. And recognize this is by Hashem to keep us going, to bring us to a higher level of shleimus, to bring us to the gula. And what do? We show Hashem, we are with you. We are with you. We recognize that you want us to focus on our kesher between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to focus on the good things we have in our life. We're going to focus on the families we have, the health that we have, all the things that we're able to live here in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, we have a place to live, we have food, we have clothing. 99% of the time, things are so pleasant. There's a Gan Eden HaTachton over here in Eretz Yisrael. It's such a wonderful place to live. We focus on the special Shmira we have constantly, and it's still there. The Shmira is there. Not in the same level, but it's still there. Focus on Baruch Hashem. We don't have the tzaras that others have. There are many other Jews around us that are going through much, much harder times. And Baruch Hashem, we don't have that. Be thankful for that. And Mitzad Hasheni, to be noisy ba'olam chaveiro, to feel for those, to mispal for those. One should know, the more you feel the pain of other people, the more inner strength you have for yourself. The more you feel comfortable with yourself, with happy yourself. And you feel happy also that you're behaving B'tzelem Elokim, you're behaving like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you care about others and you're not just focusing on yourself. There's an opportunity, like we're saying. All that tzar that's going out there all around us, right now, especially in the South, but all over. Think about that, be noisable, do what we can to make it easier for them, whether it be with our tefillahs or if we have other ways of helping out. By doing so, it will give us extra strength, inner strength for ourselves. Like we mentioned in the past, the main thing is starting with our family, to focus on these things so we be in a good mind frame. We'll be able to mechazik our children, our family, our friends around us. Think about maybe people that don't have family, less family. Give them a call. Connect them to us. With this, Yetz Hashem, we'll be able to grow from the situation. So like I said, I think it would be a good thing if we could take out a few minutes a day, maybe a nice idea within the family, focus on five things a day of wonderful things that we have, even now, B'chazdei Hashem, things that we should be thankful even now. In our tefillahs, like we said before, in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, saying the Gibur V'Anoira, Akel HaGodl, the goodness of Hashem, together with that, the Gibur of the Noira, even though he's letting the Bikurosa, the Rishon, do what they're doing, it's not a Shein or a Noira. He's protecting us. We're always protected, even in these times. Mechazik that point by us. Kamavana, we can say some Tehillim. That's a very important thing. And the people that are fighting in the South and living in the South, they know we're davening for them, and they appreciate it. It's a tremendous chesed you're doing for them. The Yimud HaTorah, Kamavan, also to make sure that if the children are home or whoever is where they are, to have storim, have certain times a day that are set aside for the learning. Baruch Hashem, the boys in the yeshiva, I hear the mamish fire, like on the front lines, they realize their responsibility for all of Klal Yisrael. And the final point is, maybe this is the most important of it all, it says, "Habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyvevenu." Reb Zundel Misalant brings from Chaim Volozhin, and the Chofetz Chaim brings from Vilna Gaon. There's a midah of habiteach b'Hashem. If you're able to focus and bring yourself to a state of peace of mind, that I know I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not only what you're supposed to do, chesed yisoyvevenu will protect you. This is a way we can protect ourselves. The more I focus on the good that Hashem is doing, the more that I focus on the fact that I know I'm in Hashem's loving hands, that in itself protects me from all these things I'm afraid of. And that's what we have to think about these things. It says even a bigger chiddush. They say that even if a person doesn't have zchuyos, it could be a rush in certain ways, but in the times of Yisurin, in times of these trials and tribulations we're going through, he recognized that he's in Hashem's hands, that will protect him. The Chofetz Chaim dashens the pasuk is a chiddush in the pshat in the pasuk. It says, Ein Hashem el yireyav lamiyachlim lechazdei. Hashem's eye is there for those who have yirsha mayin. Lamiyachlim lechazdei, the ones who are turning to Hashem for his chesed. He says that there are two things. There's yirsha mayin, the Aravada, Sonya Rev Yasa, they have the special protection. And each one of us have a certain level of yirsha mayin. We have the mechazik of yirsha mayin. There's another thing, lamiyachlim lechazdei. Habotech b'Hashem. Those ones, even if for whatever reason they're not on the level of Yerushalayim, they're on a very low level. But the Batech Hashem makes such a deep kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that creates a shmir no matter what else is going on in our lives. That in itself is a direct line between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a line of protection. That's the most powerful thing we could do right now. We should be able to take advantage of this tremendous tool that Hashem gave us. Not just think about yourself, this is a way to protect myself, which is also good. But think, I have this opportunity now. Now we need to feel this bitochen more than ever. People are in fright. We are concerned. What will be? How will happen? What will be? I'm not going to go into all this fake as everybody has. And our answer is, I'm boitech b'Hashem. I know Hashem has been with me for the last however many years of the life I've been living. And I've been through situations. Some of us have been through similar situations and other situations that seemed impossible, and we're still here. I have what to rely on. I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Habiteach b'Hashem, chesed yisoy b'venu. When Hashem brings the Midas Adin, the goal is not that there should be Midas Adin, that we should be the ones that transform the Midas Adin to Midas HaChesed v'Rachamim. And then we come out at a completely different level. We change the dinim to chesed v'Rachamim. How do we do that? Habiteach b'Hashem. Habiteach b'Hashem with our feelings and focusing on the good. With our tefillahs, that HaKadosh Baruch for ourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael, for feelings that Baruch Hashem, I should be happy with my situation and feel bad for those who are in situations that are not as good, and be miyachel to spell HaKadosh Baruch that should get better. If we do this, the situation we are in now is not a situation that we're just trying to get past. It's a situation which we're going to take advantage of. A situation that brings us a nachla in Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. It's a situation that's going to bring us to a shleimus. It's going to be a situation that's going to protect us from anything that can happen. The more a person feels his closeness to Hashem, the more he turns to Hashem and lives as much as he can with a peaceful mind frame, the more protection he'll have now, the more shleimus he will get, and the more he will bring the world to its final goal, the Chesed HaGodol, Hashem will reveal Himself to all of us, b'meir v'yameinu, b'gula shleima.